Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
a.m. and welcome to Morning Joe with the CEO right here on AFN Rota. This is your host, DJ C-Time, a.k.a. Petty Officer Connor Blake, and right now I am joined with none other than Captain Suarez.
Hey, MC2, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, sir. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a good show coming up today.
I think so, yeah. It's been quite a month, too. We had the chance to raise the flag earlier this month. That is always one of the highlights for me here.
Definitely one of the best months on base, for sure.
Yeah, there's just so much fun stuff to do around here, and summer's fully kicked off. The kids are all enjoying the chance to be away from school and be just a little bit crazy, sleep in a little bit late. I think most of the folks around the base are looking forward to a little bit of time off, the chance to enjoy some four-day weekends or a little bit of leave, get out there for the summer, get on the beach, and just enjoy everything that's happening out there. But the flag-raising ceremony always kicks it off for me, and I thought it was fantastic this year. It was beautiful weather, this big, gigantic, beautiful flag that unfurls on the flagpole, and I think every time I drove by there, I would point out to my family, like, look, guys, look, the flag is up. And it, I don't know, it's just because it is such a scarce event here, we only get to do it once a year, it has that much more meaning for us. Well, for me, at least.
Oh, I covered it. I made a video product of it the last 2 years. It gets me fired up every time. And then, yeah, being able to create the video of you giving your remarks, you know, and then we have the Marines, well, all branches, you know, raising the flag up.
It is really cool.
I love it.
Yeah. And then the very next day, we had the chance to have our Independence Fest. And this year, MWR knocked it out of the park. They expanded it, so we took up another ball field. So we had three ball fields that we filled up. We had some amazing entertainment on there. I mean, the red jumpsuit apparatus was fantastic. And seeing the crowd that was crushed in by the stage and so many people singing along with them, plus their history. I didn't know it about them, that they are their Navy brat or their brats.
Oh, wow.
So I had the chance to talk to him afterwards backstage, and just that connection with all of the folks out in the crowd, not only that they have the background of growing up in the military, but being able to tie in the way they tour and the time away from family, and the fact that they said, hey, if you guys need a little bit of help, maybe go talk to your chaplain, some of the stuff that they were reinforcing while they're up there just flat out rocking out, was, I thought it was amazing. It was the best performance I think I've seen here on the installation.
That is so cool. Yeah, when I heard they were coming, I knew all of the early 2000 kids were super excited about that.
I think he had a high school classmate in the crowd. That was such it's a small world kind of moment. And then we close it out with the fireworks. I thought the fireworks were absolutely amazing. It was a huge crowd. The weather was beautiful. Everybody was safe. It was just an absolutely amazing event. And I was tired to get out the next day, as I think most people were, but it was just such a fun day. And then to have the rest of the weekend to kind of recover and enjoy the summer and go from there was just fantastic. Absolutely amazing. And then I went on leave after that, so I really just kind of got away from everything. It was great.
It's a good time. It's summertime, and yeah, after a big event like that, you need a little time to decompress.
It was good, but I think I saw when we came back from leave that it's a little more crowded now. There's a lot more happening out in town. There's more cars. There's more people.
It's getting hotter, and it's getting more crowded.
It is, yeah. It's definitely summertime here, and then in just, about 2 weeks, most of Spain starts to begin some of their summer vacation time, so it will get super crowded down here with all the people who come down here. It just reminds me, number one, that we live in a place that people spend a bunch of money to go on vacation. So we're really lucky. We live in a vacation spot for most of Europe. And we also have to be aware that with all those people come some different challenges when we're heading out in town. The most obvious ones, it's really, really hard to get a cab, and it's really, really hard to find a place to park. Well, actually, and it's also really, really hard to find a place to get a bite to eat most of the time. So for everybody who lives here, it's some challenges associated with it, but I think it's totally worth it. I've heard some of the folks that I have the chance to meet with out as part of the community talk about the one-month tax. They pay a tax for a month here in Rota to be able to live here the other 11 months, which is true. But for everybody who goes out in town, just got to be a little bit more careful. There's some of the petty crime that happens as we bring in other people from around the country and around Europe. So just be aware of your surroundings and what you have with you, and definitely have a plan to get yourself safely home. And with your, if you're with people, make sure that you're taking care of them and helping them get home too. It's totally worth it to get out there over the summertime and be a part of some of these people the community is enjoying it. Just be safe getting home.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Also, too, another thing I always think of is if you have to be to work at 7 or 8 in the morning, definitely don't leave super late. Just because there's a lot more people out on the road. You know what I mean?
And absolutely.
There's definitely been – it takes a little bit longer to get anywhere. So,
but it's also a chance to kind of explore some of the lesser-known areas, because everybody goes to a lot of those same spots. But now is the chance to kind of creep into some of those nooks and crannies and see what some of the other less well-traveled areas look like, and fully explore those. A lot of good stuff to do around here, especially over the summertime. And the heat's coming, too. So I think summer has finally arrived. I think I've had it 3 times now with the heat and the Levantes. But got to make sure that we're hydrating and taking care of ourselves as we're experiencing that heat.
Yeah, I know. I always – summer's arrived when I live right by the beach, and they have like windsurfing and sailing lessons right by my house. And I know when they set that up, I'm like, okay, it's about to get super crowded. So.
Yeah, and for me, it's when I start to hear the chiringuitos from El Puerto de Santa María. Uh-huh. So when I can hear those start to kind of rattle the window frames, I know that summer is fully here.
Yes, sir. But even with all the summer fun happening, life and work can be stressful at times. And we just want to know, do you have the tools to overcome the stressors? So stay tuned with me and the CEO. Up next, we have the Mind Body Mental Fitness team with us to discuss the program's modules and the type of tools you will learn to overcome everyday stressors. But first, we're going to get back to the music. Up next is Pharrell Williams with Happy right here on AFN. Yeah, 7:17 a.m. and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CO with Captain Teague Suarez. I am your host, Petty Officer Connor Blake. And, sir, I believe we have some very exciting guests.
We do. Yeah. So you had mentioned before we went to the break, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. I think we all have stresses in our life. Sometimes they bubble up to the surface and we have to deal with them. And sometimes they kind of lay below the surface and it feels like we're just getting by without worrying too much about them. But it's always there. It's a natural part of life to have stressors. But we've got people sitting across the table from me now. I do love that there are three of you trying to compete for the microphone right now. But we have three people here right now who are going to help us and help me really learn a little bit more about ways that we can manage this. So I think I'm going to start with my right. So from Fleet and Family, we have Miss Stephanie Shelby. So if you could introduce yourself, please, and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. I'm actually incredibly excited about this program. Mind, Body, Mental Fitness falls under one of the programs that I run over at Fleet and Family Service Center, along with the Transition Assistance Program. So at the Fleet and Family Service Center, we have just a wide array of services available to our service members. Life skills is just one of them. We also have family employment readiness, personal financial management. We just rolled out a new parent support program. So all of these things, they all kind of encompass a lot of different resources for our service members out there. But yeah, I'm really excited to talk about mind, body, mental fitness today and just some of the ways that we can help with some of those stressors that come with being overseas.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And then Ms. Christina Ruhr, someone most people know, I think, around the installation, but why is that? Why do most people know you?
It's because I am the one silly enough to take the microphone and stand in front of all of them.
It's very true.
That is me. I'm Christina. I'm with MWR over at the Liberty Center. If you got kids, I sell you ballet and jiu-jitsu classes. If you are a service member, I make sure the movie is starting at the right point where you left off yesterday and that the lights are dimmed so that you can fully relax. I have Mind, Body, Mental Fitness. It's one of those courses that seems like a lot, but a lot of it is just being present and living in your moment. And I mean, if you're in the military and you're here in Spain, hopefully you're trying to do that already. So let's just make the most of it.
right, and welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And then last guest is Ms. Marina Sanchez Ordiales. And if you can introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I'm Marina Sanchez. I'm coming from the fitness center, and I'm the farthest one from the microphone, so I'm not going to talk a lot today because I'm squatting right now. But yeah, I'm super excited to be here with my team. We have been working a lot on this project that we're going to present, and we have been learning a lot, too. So we want to just, like, pass this information to the community and get the most of it. Like, let's get in this ball and let's learn all together. It's really important.
All right. Well, Marina, thank you for joining us today. So one thing before I really turn it over to you guys to kind of talk about how this all comes together, what this reinforces to me is there's not a single path towards making sure that we have the resiliency that we need. There's multiple elements to the way that we go after this. It's working out, but it's also making sure that we are mentally fit. It's making sure that our mind is engaged in the right way. So there's all facets for how we do this. But can you guys talk a little bit about the mind, body, and mental fitness program and how it comes to us, I guess?
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people on this base have been hearing the word resiliency quite a lot lately.
Yep.
And I think it's really important to embrace that. Finally, the Navy is saying, you know, it's great if you can do some push-ups, but if you can't get yourself out of bed because you're just not mentally there, or you can't stay focused on the mission because you have all of this running in the background, you know, we need to get that right so that we can be the best that we can be. And to pretend like things aren't happening at home, to pretend that things aren't happening just internally and personally, it doesn't work, right? We're 2024, we can do this. You know what I mean? So it is really nice. You know, the resiliency fairs are great opportunities for your sailors, for your spouses, for leadership. So when you see those pop up, make sure you come by and say hello and take advantage of them. With mind, body, mental fitness in and of itself, everything is stressful. Right, we're as humans, we're operating on a level that is unnatural. Essentially, we are supposed to eat with our hands and run around outside. And nowadays, we are spending more and more time inside, not because we necessarily want to, but because that's what's required of us. Our phones are always on, our computers are always on, so our brains are always activated. And there's nothing wrong with that. But how do we manage that? How do we keep from putting off, oh, that bill that I need to do, and then you're scrolling, because that's when you're getting that dopamine hit. You still have to do that bill. How do you find the balance? How do you make yourself put things in perspective and create an organized pattern in your head if you're just going from chaos to chaos? Oh my gosh, I didn't do that bill. You know, 3 weeks later, it's that stress. Stress makes you gain weight. It makes you disorganized. It makes things that are not large tasks feel enormous.
Yeah.
So through this program, we're trying to help provide tools and it just get it out of your head and onto paper so that you can see, like, oh, it's not even a long list. It's like four things. You know, you look at the list like, oh, that's 5 minutes. I could do this. But when it's just rolling around in your brain, that's not very organized if it's like the inside of my brain.
Yeah, I do find when I'm at work, I will have the big things that I have to get done, but I will get through every little easy thing. So I got all those little checks. Look, I got all this stuff done. And there are still these huge things hanging out at the end of the day.
So yeah. With this, what we're hoping is we're going to give you the tools and the mental strength to say, okay, yeah, these little things, maybe I am going to sprinkle those in because they're easy and so gratifying. Like, oh, cross that off. Yes, cross that off. But how do we make those big things seem less daunting?
Right.
And so that's like a lot of the tools that we're going to talk about is how to get those big things done and make them, because when you get the big thing done, mm-hmm. it's even better than doing the little thing. I could do 800 little things, yeah. But, you know, like my big thing for the day is, you know, do this run. And I get that done, the rest of the day is like floating. Everything is easy after that.
Yeah. So one thing I would like to go back to it's kind of the very first thing you said. It's 2024. The Navy's finally realizing it's not just how many push-ups you can do, how fast you can run the mile. When I look at as somebody who's had the opportunity to be the CEO of a squadron, who's now has the absolute honor of being the CEO of the base here, watching what is demanded of our sailors and civilians in everyday, in the way the Navy runs, physical fitness matters to me as an enabler, which was never the way I looked at it in the past. So if you are physically fit, I think that's great because it puts you in a position to be successful in the job that we're asking you to do now. And it was always a primary thing for me for like the first almost two decades of my career. It was really important to be physically in shape in and of itself. And now I view it as an element of putting you in a position to be able to do everything the Navy's asking you to do, because it's not the physical stuff. I need sailors who are able to outthink me so that they are providing all of their leadership the advice and support they need to execute complex, incredibly complex missions in basically in every facet of it. So I think every CO is successful when his or her sailors, whether it's the most junior sailor or their CMC or their XO, is fit enough to be able to tell them, skipper, captain, we got to do this now. And the captain's in a position to be able to say, you're right, do that, instead of the captain being the one who makes all the decisions and telling them to do everything. So I think it's incredibly important. And the way the Navy operates now, you're right, it is fundamental to our ability to field the most lethal Navy that we possibly can. So sorry, I didn't mean to take over the conversation.
No, you're right. The way that we engage in a military aspect now is much more mental than it is physically in the history of warfighting.
Yep.
And even in humanitarian efforts, you know, the battlefield has shifted. Mm. Why are we wearing digital camo? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes multiple passwords to just get into your job, let alone the capacity that you need for remembering and tracking to do that job. If you have brain fog because you've got a lot of other things going on in there, you're not going to be your best warfighter. So how do we clear the fog? How do we get you recentered so that you have those different spots in your life where you are the best sailor, airman, marine, soldier, Coast Guard, that you could be, and also be fulfilled, not just professionally, but mentally and personally.
Yeah. So mind, body, mental fitness, what does that program itself look like?
Yeah, so absolutely. I just want to kind of, you know, go off of what Christina was saying. We're going a million miles a minute every single day. We're almost running on autopilot. And what I really love about mind, body, mental fitness is that Scenic really paired with the Navy Center medicine. And what they've done is they've come out with a program that's evidence-based, right? So it's so much more than just saying you need to be resilient, you need to be in a certain mental setting all of the time. But it breaks things down into six different kind of modules to really understand and give you strategies to different components of being mentally fit. Some of those things are stress resilience, mindfulness and meditation, living core values, which I love. It's such a fundamental part that we don't really put a lot of thought into sometimes about what are those things that are really important to us that help us kind of guide our decision making. Flexibility, problem solving, which is huge, right? We have to come across so many problems every single day. How do we even know which problem is ours to deal with at this point? And connection. So there's a lot of different areas that encompass this entire program to kind of cover everything you can think of.
That's curious. You said problem solving. How do we even know which problems are ours to solve? Talking about that a little bit before it came on, control what you can control, and then just getting through what you can't control. That is a huge challenge, because I think with the way that we're connected through so many means in so many ways, whether personally or professionally, it feels like we're enmeshed in this web where we feel like we have to do something. And well, at least I do. I don't know. Most people can probably handle it better than I do. But I mean, you get all these questions from all these different directions. Which ones do we have to handle, and which ones, can we let pass? That's definitely one that I can use some work on myself.
Yeah, I agree. When, problem solving is probably one of my favorite modules within the program, because when I went through that course and was doing all the training in it, I realized, wow, how many problems am I taking on that aren't necessarily my problem? And how do I start to kind of create those boundaries and, you know, be able to delegate some things, and which is helpful for other individuals to kind of bring on some accountability, things like that, which is essential and so important to that mental resiliency.
I think the living core values one caught my attention too, because the Navy gives us core values. And I think a lot of times as leaders, we look to that as the baseline for it. But I think it's incredibly important to understand that every person has their own central core and the way that they run, and finding a way to empower those core values. Again, I'm looking through this purely through the lens of somebody who has the chance to lead, making sure that everybody has a chance to work based on his or her core values within the Navy's framework. There's a lot of stuff in here that I'm probably gonna bug you guys a lot after this show to learn more. This is all incredibly interesting, and I'm gonna be thinking about it for a while. So.
Yeah, core values is absolutely incredible. And what I love is it actually kind of incorporates what are your personal core values. And then we talk a little bit about how does that affect your decision making, not just in your personal life, but also in your professional life, right? Which is so important to kind of understand how you're operating maybe with your family and friends, but how are you operating with your coworkers and your colleagues as well? And what does that mean for management and the direction you take with your career and all kinds of things. So it's really absolutely incredible. The science-based evidence that brings in, I mean, it talks so much about strategies in our stress resiliency model. We really go into kind of the nervous system, right? Neuroplasticity. Things that, you know, how does your mind work? What happens to your body when you get stressed out so that you can really start to understand yourself and understand the way that you're operating, you know, whole body-wise, mentally and physically. So it's absolutely incredible. There's just so many tools that we can cover and talk about throughout all six modules of this course.
So are there any particular tools that we want to discuss today?
Oh, yes. When we take our next music break, I'm going to guide you through all three of our favorite exercise from the course, which is the goal wheel.
Okay.
Right? And it's such a great visual tool because, again, why are people successful with a list? Because I can see it, that cross off, that just solid, it feels so good. Doesn't matter how hard it was to get it done, that swipe through is so satisfying. Yeah. But this goal wheel is equally satisfying to the soul because sometimes seeing it, you can see where you've like really excelled and you can see where you need to have a little growth, and that's how you know that you're going to achieve your goal. It's nice to see those steps being filled in. So over the next break, I'll walk you through it. I'll do one too because I haven't done one since last week. MC2 is going to do one. I can see he's super ready.
I love talking about this stuff. I find it so interesting.
It is fascinating.
It's so and it's also, too, like, what I was thinking about while you guys were talking is, like, not only do I find this interesting, but also, too, it's, like, really cool to just find out, like, how well we're taken care of on base. You know what I mean? This just reiterates that. You know, it's like we have all these resources to, like, literally, you know, make sure you're happy, fulfilled, like you said, and are resilient. And just, like, personally, that's super super cool, because you can forget it sometimes, get in the mundaneness of work and whatnot, but like we have so many different places to go to get help if you need it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a great point. If you think about what the vast majority of the population back in the States has access to, there are so many tools and resources and people who are dedicated to this, who want to see us be as healthy, resilient, and fulfilled as possible. I don't think you find that in many places, not to the level that we have it here. I think it's absolutely amazing, and I'm, you're right.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick song break, and we are going to hear Too Sweet by Hoosier right here on AFN Road of the Eagle, serving America's best. 7:40 a.m. and we are making our way through the Morning Joe with the CEO show right here on AFN, where I'm your host, Petty Officer Connor Blake, and we are joined this morning by obviously Captain Suarez, and we have the Mind, Body, Mental Fitness team with us today. And, sir, I understand it's game time.
Yeah, it's game time. So I've got the goal wheel in front of me. I just watched Christina go through it, and I realized my challenge with this is defining the main goal for this exercise. So I go back. I'm being, you know, in the military for pretty much my entire adult life. I think desired end state. What is my desired end state? Which is such a cold way to put a main goal. And for me, it's being around as long as possible for my kids. Like, I want to make sure that I get to experience as much of my kids' life and watch them grow as long as I can in a meaningful, fulfilling way. So how does that translate into a main goal? Is that
longevity?
Longevity. Okay, longevity.
All right, so we want to live forever. How do we do that?
Don't want to live forever, just a really long time.
No offense, sir. Speak for yourself. I want to see how this world ends. So what are some ways that we can increase longevity, right? Fitness.
Yeah, fitness.
We talk about that. So in one of those spokes, just write fitness.
Okay, fitness.
And that's in a physical aspect.
Yep.
But we got to keep the mind sharp too. Mm-hmm. So what are some ways that we keep our mind sharp? Reading, mm-hmm. continuing to learn.
Yeah.
So mental fitness.
Okay, mental fitness. Handwriting, that should be one of my goals too.
We type these days. What kind of food you consume.
Yeah, it's okay, so diet.
Diet.
So, yeah.
What else? I mean, so we got to keep the body good, but strong.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to take care of it internally other than diet. You know, we got to keep the joints working. So maybe add like medical.
Okay.
Right? So as we get older, we never leave the hospital.
I can right now feel my wife giving me the look as we list off all the things that she is focused on right now, and knowing the ways that I am not quite meeting the mark in some of those. Because, I mean, she's joined a gym where she is excited to go as much as she can to the gym. She is reading through different science-based literature on the type of food that we eat, how often we eat. She's listening to various, again, science-based podcasts where it's talking about the different type of nutrients and vitamins that we need. And she is trying to help me see the light in some of those things. And I think about the different vitamins that are sitting on the counter that I have forgotten to take over the past couple of days.
Let's go ahead and write that down.
Yeah,
on there. Vitamins.
I was just going to say, is listen to wife one of those?
Possibly.
Parts of it too? Okay.
Because women do live longer than men, and I don't know. We should add listen to wife.
Yeah.
So when you take this home, you can put it on the refrigerator and feel proud.
I was going to say that the frontal lobe piece. Okay, listen to smarter half. Do
maybe smarter put half. That in two.
Okay.
So, as far as your wheel, when you're thinking about where are you at this point?
Yeah. Okay.
And when it comes to achieving this goal, so on the bottom, where like at fitness, just kind of in your mind, be like. Like the thermometer during fun drive, right? Like, where am I on here? If being the top ring is completely successful, just kind of fill in where you think you're at.
Okay.
And then if you do that for each one, the idea is if this wheel was on your car,
mm-hmm.
would you make it to the destination?
Yeah.
Right? How smooth would that ride be? How bumpy would that ride be? And then it lets you see, oh, you know what? The fitness is fine. The mental fitness, maybe a little bit of work, but it's in a healthy spot. Maybe you're just like one down there, but then like listen to Smarter Half. You may be like way back and you're like, that's the most uncomfortable part, you know, of the journey. So it's great because, I mean, you're riding in red today. So maybe as you kind of fill in and round out your wheel, use the same wheel and, you know, use a black pin, a blue pin, and you can see where you have made growth as you're filling it in. And that just makes your, you know, everyone says, oh, I'm filling my cup. You know, we're making the wheel round. we're filling it with air. We're getting it there. Yeah.
So, and this, it's really up to me to figure out like the time reference that I want to use. Is it just this week? Is it like over the past month? Or so I could take a look at this from the last month. How do I feel about this? Is that viable, or
yeah.
or is it?
It's your goal, right? Yeah. And when you talk about goals, you have a goal every day, right? Like just yeah. make it through this day, or the goal is to feed the dogs. The goal is whatever on time. Mm-hmm. Well, to get to work on time is a goal. It's up to you how deep those goals are. And also, you may have a goal, but it may not actually be that important to you. Right? Like,
true.
We have
yeah.
goals. I've been trying to lose weight my whole life. You know what I mean? I feel like if it was the number one goal, it would have happened. Because when I wanted to join the Navy, I lost 60 pounds. You know what I mean? When it is the most important thing, those goals are the easiest to achieve, believe it or not. Because everything you have is going into it.
Yeah.
You will make that goal. When you're trying to graduate high school, nothing will stand in your way for that success. You will fight tooth and nail.
Yeah.
It's those little everyday goals that are honestly the harder ones. You know, when you're trying to do something to be there for your kids, nothing is going to stop you. It's going to happen. You're going to do it because it means so much to you. So learning what your goals are and then stacking them according to how likely am I to achieve this? How bad do I want it? Where is this goal? Is it actually a goal or is it a task? Those things are yeah. super important.
Yeah, and you know, with what you're saying there as far as goals, they're deeply personal, right? And how you set those goals. One of the things that we talk about in Mind, Body, Mental Fitness is what are goals and how do they, again, we all circle back to those values, right? So as you're sitting here and you're saying, what is my goal and how do I even break this goal down? When you have a foundation of understanding what your values are, so when you kind of think of values, those are, from what you were saying, like family is very important to you, right?
Yeah.
That is a value, right? So that is the direction you want to head in. That is the destination, right? You never really get to the destination, you're just always moving in the direction of family. And then you tailor your goals towards moving in that direction, right? So those are kind of like your roadblocks, your stops, like where you check in and say, okay, I met this goal. It was going in the direction of family, which makes you feel intrinsically good because you're following something that you truly believe in. And so as you hit those goals, now you start to really align yourself with what you want to do in life and where you're heading. And so that's a great way to kind of first break out, what are my values? What's really important to me? And there are so many different values out there. And that's one of the things that we have, one of the tools that we go through in class is we have an entire list of values. And you get to kind of work through what is important to me. Once you decide that, you break out goals. Okay, goals are those actionable steps that you can take, kind of like what we visually just did here today, where we label those things out and then we say, okay, I'm really either making a lot of progress towards heading towards my values or I'm not. And so I think it's absolutely incredible as far as being able to start making good decisions that fall in line with who you are and who you want to be.
Yeah, I would really like to highlight that it was really like introspective. Like you can discover yourself through this training. You realize how things are important or how things are not important anymore for you. And sometimes, like, how many times do we question ourselves? You know, like, what's going on right now in my life? What's my value and what's my goal right now? So there are things that, like, we miss in, like, daily life that course really helps you sit down with yourself and think about you.
Yeah, that can be a very scary thing to do as well. It's
yeah.
it's not hard to respond to somebody else's direction or guidance. When my boss tells me to do something, I got no problem going to do that. But when I have to figure out what I'm supposed to do with myself,
exactly.
that's hard. It's really hard.
One of the things I really like about this course is, right, like, why do we live for nostalgia? It was a simpler time, right? Everyone,
yeah.
Riding my bike till the lights came on. I wasn't in charge of anything.
Yeah.
I knew where I had to be and why. When you're a kid, how many parents are out there telling their kid, it's okay, honey, take a deep breath, right? They fall down. They're not hurt. Everything's fine. They're crying because they know that it's time to cry.
Yeah.
Or they're scared. You know, take some deep breaths. take some deep breaths, breathe, it's okay, you're going to be okay. It's those soothing words. Everything that is happening around you all the time that makes you scared or makes you feel stressed or makes you anxious, you've already had those feelings your whole life. But now, those comforting arms are not there to say, like, it's okay, take a deep breath. When I couldn't go to sleep when I was a kid, my mom would say, let's take some deep breaths, think about your big toe, relax, right? Like, but that's meditation.
Yeah.
In the 80s, they weren't calling it meditation.
Yep.
My mom was calling it the step before the Benadryl. You know? but that was a tool that she had learned from her grandmother.
Yeah.
So these are things that are there. They're tools that you've probably always encountered. You just don't think that, oh, I'm upset right now, I should take a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah.
And or I'm frustrated, okay, well, what am I doing? Like, get back to base zero. We call them recalibrations in class, and they really are. And then thinking about how to get to that point, it doesn't take a lot of time. It takes a few seconds. You're overwhelmed at work. Why are you overwhelmed? Think about it, embrace it, and then tackle it.
It's the power of like acting over your emotion instead of reacting. Reacting is like never good.
Yeah.
It's better to be able to embrace, as Christina said, your emotion and then take a decision. That decision that you take, not that your emotion takes for you.
Yeah. That's a great way to think about it.
I love that you brought up, like, as a child, as a kid, you kind of have that embrace, that warmth, some decisions are made for you, which made me think, like, in our problem-solving module, we go through coping mechanisms, right? And coping mechanisms can be good, and they can be not so good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And a lot of those coping mechanisms are learned in childhood, right? And so as adults, it's kind of our job to go back through and sit down and say, okay, is the way I react to these situations positive or is it negative for me? And understanding kind of how we run on autopilot and just kind of react to things instead of being proactive. And so it's really helpful to sit down, explore that portion of ourselves so that we can start being the person in charge and making those cognizant decisions on which direction we want to take.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Okay, well, on that note, yeah, a bunch of great tools right there, and also a great game with the goal wheel to, just make you a little bit more self-aware and hopefully achieve your goals. But with that, we're going to get back to the music. Up next is We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's. After that, stick around. We are going to be talking about upcoming events as well as have some closing remarks right here on AFN. AM, and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CEO. And sir, I believe we're going to talk about some upcoming events as well as anything else that the whole team would like to add.
Yeah, I think before we get to the closing, just a reminder that we've got a big back-to-school resource fair in Town Hall Wednesday, August 14th, inside the Navy Exchange. So school starts on the 19th. This is a chance to get in there and get some of those resources. I will also hold my town hall there, so I will be there ready to answer any questions that the community has about anything that's happening around the installation or stuff that's impacting our lives. And I look forward to the chance to have the conversation with anybody and everybody who wants to come and talk with me. But going back to some of the stuff we talked about with the mind, body, mental fitness piece, how do people get into these courses? Are there courses for them? How do they get some of the resources?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually hold mind, body, mental fitness classes every Tuesday from 10 to noon. They are broken up into the 6 different modules. And in fact, our next class, which is happening July 23rd, starts the series from the beginning. So we'll be starting off with stress resiliency, which is a really great one to kind of get some foundational information as you move through the rest of the modules. But again, these courses are, you don't have to take all 6. If you are really interested in maybe just the connection module, you can come in and sign up for that. We're also collaborating, and we have some really, really amazing things kind of in the pipeline that we're coming out with this as well. So,
yeah, as far as time, you know, 6 modules, oh, it's a commitment, don't have time, whatever. We are looking at doing some more fully engaging out of the classroom, because this is not something that needs to be taught. It doesn't need to be taught in a classroom. So we will have the traditional classes, of course, and we encourage you to come and kind of dig deep in the class. But if you're looking for just a taste of it, or, you know, to kind of expand and build on your own quickly, we've got some stuff coming. So make sure that if this is something that interests you, or if you are a leader and you want to make sure your command is set with, you know, in this arena, keep an eye out on Fleet and Family and MWR, because we've got some stuff coming your way that you can get everyone all at once and we can run through it together. And when I say run, I mean
literally
fast
run.
Feet.
So where can, if anybody is interested in the goal wheel that we were discussing on air, is there a place that they can go, people can go find it, and kind of a way to work through it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any of our facilities, we'll keep it and just ask for either Steph, Christina, or Marina, and we will, I mean, why not, right? Like,
and give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Absolutely. And we're all always readily available. So if you're interested in any of these topics at all and you just want to kind of talk through it, and maybe you can't make it to this, you know, course with the specified times, we are so happy to just kind of talk through some of these topics and, you know, have a discussion around them.
Yeah. I'm super easy to find. I'm always at the desk.
I'm always at Fleet and Family Service Center, so stop in, you know, or call.
Yeah. I'm always at the Finisaur. Yeah. As soon as you come
We're
in,
around.
Yeah. first office on the right.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for coming on and this great discussion. I think this was a fascinating discussion. I want to learn more, so I'm probably going to bug you guys for some of the resources to be able to understand this better, and really to help the other commands understand just how powerful it is in giving their sailors and airmen and Marines the tools that they, some great tools to be able to have a fulfilling life as they're here in an amazing place in Rota, Spain. Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Okay, with that, thank you all so much for coming in. Marina, Stephanie, it was very, very nice to meet you. And Christina, as always, good to see you. And sir, always a pleasure.
Yeah,
another great show in the books.
Thank you, MC2. Yeah, that was fun.
Absolutely. And we look forward to having you back next month. But until then, yeah, let's get back to the music. And I hope everyone has a great day right here on AFN Road of the Eagle, serving America's best.